This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has condemned the Saudi government's killing and cover-up of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month.
But I would say it was a total fiasco. From day one, from the thought, whoever put it in their minds, that was not a good thought. The process was no good. The execution was no good. And the cover-up, if you want to call it that, were certainly no good.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. has identified some of the alleged participants. Washington said it's revoking the visas or making ineligible for visas 21 Saudis and held out the possibility of sanctions.
Ve deliller, Cemal Khashoggi'nin.
Earlier, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on Riyadh to search from top to bottom to find those implicated. He said there are strong signs Khashoggi was the victim of a planned savage murder. Saudi Arabia said it's conducting its own investigation and has detained or dismissed several people, including senior government officials. UN Special Rapporteur Thomas Ojea Quintana voiced concern that human rights is being sidelined during the warming of ties between the two Koreas.
Neither in the Panmunjom Declaration, neither in the Singapore Statement, we have seen any human rights reference, language, terminology, concern, interest. It's out of those agreements.
He said the human rights situation in North Korea has not changed, and the country, despite the recent progress on security, peace, and prosperity, another UN General Assembly resolution on North Korean rights abuses is being considered. UN envoy Parfait Onanga Onyanga told the Security Council Tuesday the process of disarming militia groups in Western Central African Republic will begin before year's end. He said progress has been made on starting a peace process, making him hopeful to build a sustainable peace in a country plagued by violence since 2013. This is VOA News.